we're capturing, you know, in a variety of ways, when we ask about economic policy and political choices that people are making, a reaction of, for many Americans, to the uncertainty of their current times. And that influences, you know, a good percentage of them on a real personal basis.
That's Dr. Kevin Doherty. The survey is the third wave in a series examining the role of religion and the beliefs of individuals on topics such as how they view God, heaven and hell, social issues, and more.
If I know somebody's theological beliefs, I can predict all kinds of things about them politically.
Sociology professor Paul Froge examined the relationship between faith and American economics in the study. While it's well known that many evangelical Christians espouse political conservatism, Dr. Froge said the survey revealed to them a deeper interplay than can be shown by a mere political label.
So one of the findings we have is that there's a strong relationship between economic conservatism and belief in an engaged God. This idea that God guides the United States. You could think of this as the ideas of Milton Friedman, who championed the free market. His philosophy has really become synonymous for many people with the ideas of Rick Warren, who's a leading evangelical, who preaches that God has a purpose for each and every one of us. And in fact, these beliefs are really fused for Americans with less wealth and less education.
Yet the study shows that these Americans with less wealth and education are more likely to believe that the American economic system is fair. Dr. Froge explains one possible reason.
A way to think about this is that the invisible hand spoken of by Adam Smith has really become God's hand for many Americans. So, for instance, we know that Americans who are most likely to believe that the government does too much, that able-bodied people shouldn't receive unemployment checks, that hard work makes anything possible, that success has little to do with luck, are the most likely to believe that God has a plan for us, for the United States, and for them.
Froge called this a religious economic idealism, best represented on the national stage by Republican presidential candidates Rick Perry and Michelle Bachmann. Many of these individuals are more likely to see the economic downturn as a symbol of an engaged God's judgment on the country. These people, many of whom believe that God has a plan for their lives and for the life of the nation, tend to worry less than the population as a whole. Dr. Kevin Doherty.
What we see with faith is that faith provides a backdrop through which people understand that uncertainty. They can't avoid it, but to the extent that they can explain it and see a way around or through that, then faith becomes a very useful tool to help them survive and thrive in unsettled times.
Dr. Doherty said that a sizable minority of Americans say they pursue excellence at work because of their faith, with 25% of working adults saying they view their vocation as a mission from God. As a part of that working population, entrepreneurs often take on risk even in a good economy, and that's even more true in the down economy. Doherty said they discovered something interesting about entrepreneurs in the survey.
On most religious items, they are no different than the average American. There is one dimension, though, where they do stand out. Entrepreneurs are more likely to pray several times a day or to practice meditation. Now, we have to conjecture here, but it could be that the stress and struggle of new business ventures are driving these people to their knees.
The survey also asked questions about gay rights and the origins of homosexuality, finding the religiously affiliated attribute homosexual behavior to individual choice much more so than the unaffiliated population. Just 15% of the religiously unaffiliated population believes homosexuality is a choice, as opposed to 45% of the religiously affiliated, and are therefore more likely to support same-sex marriage, civil unions, and adoption by gay couples. The Baylor Religion Survey has released its finding in waves on a biannual basis since it began in the fall of 2005. For KWBU News, I'm Derek Smith.